Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good evening, and welcome to the eighth episode of Restore the Roar Live. I am your host, Sky Dickinson. These are indeed unusual times as spring sports is on postponement as of now. We'll have a lot more updates to come about that, as well as head coach Jeff Oda coming on the show here as well. The coach of the women's basketball team and, as of last year, the co-head coach of the men's basketball team as well. Great to have him here. He's also a McClatchy legend from his days on the court in the 70s. We're going to chat with him quite a bit. So we got a great show lined up, folks, and we got updates about Lion Fest, all right? We've already sold almost 200 tickets to that, and there is some major modifications underway based on the rules put in place by the leadership. So we're not going to be able to meet and gather at Park Terrace on April 18th, but we're making a lot of moves behind the scenes to continue to have this event. It's going to be a virtual event taken to an online platform, so a lot more to come about that. Welcome to the show. Sit back, relax. We're going to have some fun.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, Jeff, I got you, buddy.
Okay.
Well, I didn't need a break in high school sports, college sports, and professional sports to tell me this, but sports is an integral part of my life. It's how I make a living largely, and it's just one of the things I enjoy most about life. So a world without sports is indeed a much different world, and we're hoping that things get better soon and we're able to resume our normal activities. Restore the World Live is brought to you by a couple people. One is Danny Schultz from Catalyst Mortgage. You can get a hold of him for any of your lending needs at 916-678-7529. He's the class of 98. He pitched in the section championship game for the baseball team where they beat a tough Vallejo team led by C.C. Sabathia and secured the section championship. That was 22 years ago now. Great guy. Get a hold of him at Catalyst Mortgage. And then another buddy of mine, Simply Mobile. The owner's a buddy of mine. That's 916-456-7478. It's right there at 4411 Freeport Boulevard, right across from the southeast corner of Land Park, only about half mile away from McClatchy. So any of your phone needs, accessories, anything that, they got you covered. So like I said, here's the breakdown for the show. Lucky enough to have Jeff Oda taking some time out of his Sunday evening. Coach, welcome to the show, as always.
Thank you very much, Sky. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. All things considered, I got nothing to complain about. But I know you're a lot like me, man. You're wishing that we were watching this NBA season wind to a close. And I know you're a Kings guy. And they had an outside chance of making the playoffs. And what that might look like when it resumes, gosh, I have no idea. Do you have any guesses?
No idea. Your guess is as good as mine.
I appreciate that. I'm thinking it'll be a straight to playoffs type of deal with maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks to get ready for that. Just because a time thing, you know, suppose that they don't get it going again suppose they don't get going again until June. Maybe they finish out the season and then they have those playoffs that last 3 months anyway. We're going to be playing the NBA Finals on Christmas. So, yeah, it's going to bleed.
Probably.
It's going to bleed into next year.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like I told the listeners up front, you're the longtime coach of the women's team, and this last year you came on board with the men's team as well. We'll talk a bit about that, but let's just go ahead and start with the women's team. 26-5 on the year, 11-1 in Metro, another very, very strong team that sold out the CKM gym down the stretch in the playoff game. So just talk a little bit about this year's squad.
Very proud of them. Didn't know what I was expecting when going into the season because we lost a lot from last year, but the team stepped up. The people didn't get much playing time last year, stepped up and did well for us. Now for coming on in the future, we expect the people that didn't play much this year to step up next year and contribute mildly for us. And it's been working for the last, 10 years or so. So hopefully next year's team will be just as competitive as this team.
Cheers to that, man. Yeah, I've been covering them for 2 years now. Next year will be the third year. And I know after the 2018-2019 season, I was thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, how are we possibly going to replace Nia and Cam? And then, it happens. This is a revolving door type of thing. So watching this team very closely this year, I'm thinking, how are we possibly going to replace Samaya, Kayla, Jaden, and Nicole? But it's going to happen, I guess. We got, let's count them here. 1, 2, 3, 4 juniors who will be seniors next year, if I have that right.
That's, yeah.
Come on, yeah. Mia, Imani, and Madaya. Madea Fletcher.
Madea Fletcher. Yes.
Got it. So we made Imani the student of the week a couple months ago. She had a heck of a year. She's a heck of a ball handler. And you said that you guys are getting in some work this afternoon at the gym?
In fact, she just left today. She just left my house just around half an hour ago.
Gotcha. Oh, you're getting it in at the Oda gym. Okay. Wow. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. We can't use McClatchy. It's my gym. Yeah. It's over at my house.
Uh-huh. We'll clarify that one. Another junior I think I might have missed is Demi.
Oh, the Povion. Yes. The transfer from CB.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
She's also a senior. That's right.
So five seniors next year.
Also.
Yeah, no, I'm sure, man. You get the best out of your team. That's for sure what I've seen up close. Three sophomores from last year are going to be juniors. And then we have that super freshman, Tamaria Rumpf, who is one of the quickest high school basketball players I have ever seen. How about you? Can you think of any? I mean, she's got to be the quickest person on the team, right?
Yeah, she is super fast. She's lightning out there. I've never seen anybody that quick playing the guard position at all in a while. Super athletic.
Totally fearless.
And
she almost got a rebound over that 6'8" gal from Folsom.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, so we're looking for big things for her next year.
And do you
also
have any –
Saray.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, Saraya's got game. I mean, she's got the head fakes. She's got a complete game. And she's going to be the tallest player who returns, if I got that right. She's listed at 5'10", but it might be more like 5'11", even 6 feet by next year. Who knows?
I hope so. Yeah, her and Kamani will probably be our tallest people coming back next year.
Gotcha.
And
when we match up
– Kamani – go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, you go.
No, we expect big things from her. I know she didn't get – she got her playing time a little spotty this year. But I think Kamani, knowing that she's going to get a lot of playing time next year, is going to come up big. I expect big things from Kamani Griffin for her next year because she'll have all the confidence. She doesn't have to, worry about her playing time because she can play through her mistakes. And I think she'll benefit from that next year.
Gotcha. Now, at 5'10", I mean – the tallest players being 5'10", that's obviously, they're not exactly skyscrapers. So we go against these other teams, and they got women into the 6-foot range. The Folsom, yeah. I think that was the tallest high school female player I've ever seen. She was 6'8". But these teams don't necessarily – they're not necessarily able to take advantage of that against us. What approach are you utilizing to maximize our height?
We do a lot of fronting in the post position and with backside help. But, Heritage had two sisters. They are really effective against us. They handle us pretty well on the court. They're on offensive rebounding and able to score high-low. They put damage to us, those two sisters from Heritage. So hopefully and one's a freshman.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to be still tough for the next 3 or 4 years or so because that one girl that's I think she was like 6'3". She was pretty amazing down there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We got some rivals that are developing that haven't necessarily been traditional rivals. And you know, everybody in Northern California knows who the McClatchy women's basketball team is now. So we're not sneaking up on anybody. You know, we're not surprising anybody. We're getting everybody's best shot. As far as our league goes, we finished with a record wise. We finished with an 11-1 tie with Laguna Creek. Our only Metro League loss was to Laguna Creek. Is it pretty safe to say that's our primary rival in Metro?
Probably, but Metro's tough. I mean, you're going to have Monterey Trails. You're going to have, let's see. River City, Grant. I mean, they're all going to be tough. Because I think, you know, maybe our talent level may suffer a little bit, but it just, the whole league's tough. It's not like previous years where we know we're just going to, you know, plow through the league. By say, and it's not going to be like that anymore. Those days have been gone. So we're going to have in for a battle every game, I think, in the Metro next year.
Wow. Yeah. So, well, you know, we're ready. We packed that gym, and, man, I've been so proud. It's so amazing to see. The capacity of the gym, you know, it says it on the wall, but I'm not sure I subscribe to those numbers. I think when that thing is full, I mean, we're looking at, on the small side, on the short side of stands, I mean, I think that's 300-400 people right there. And you take the permanent seating and the fold out on the other side. I mean, we got to be looking at another 600. That place could hold about 1,000 people. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe more. It might be able to hold more. But I don't know. I never really studied it. But yeah, 1,200 maybe. I have no idea about. I just know when it's filled.
For sure. Yeah, when you're there on the sidelines, you got much more important things to do than tally up the crowd. I sometimes have some free time to make some estimates. I park right there on the baseline or right behind the team, just immerse myself in the action. And man, you are on the pulse of this squad, as are your assistants. It's fun to watch, man. It really is. And flipping over to the men's, their season was absolutely very fun to watch this year. Last year, you know, they took their lumps, didn't do so well record-wise. You know, they still had some athletes and still did some entertaining things, but it was difficult to do too much reporting on them because I didn't want to, you know, sound negative. And when you post, hey, McClatchy lost, you know, that's not going to get 100 likes. You know, it's going to get like one or two maybe. So this year is a totally different story. You came on board. Coach Anton Greer, another very well-established, respected coach, and two voices, two heads, you know, better than one type of deal. And the team responded. So talk a bit about that. Did you implement some new strategies? From my perspective, what I noticed this year with the men's is they began to play basketball a lot like the women traditionally do, which is crisp passing, you know, very quick feet movement, no foolish shots. And pounding the boards and some intense defensive pressure when it's called for. So, Matt, I don't know if I stepped on your toes there in terms of the explanation, but what would you credit the increase from their success?
I think Anton did a great job with them this year. You know, he focused more on defense. And, you know, I think he focused on the same thing as last year, but the kids just, you know, a year older. They were the real young team last year. With I think four freshmen and three freshmen starting, and then I think he just what he implemented, they just, you know, another year of learning and little, and they got stronger this year and didn't play as selfish, and played harder on defense, and I think Anton did a great job with them, and the kids responded, and hopefully they take another jump next year, and the goal is to make the playoffs for them next year.
Looking at the roster, I think that's very likely. They had some height. I interviewed Vicente Hernandez for Athlete of the Week about a week ago, or probably 2 weeks ago now before school stopped. That'll be live in a minute. He's one of three graduating seniors, but like you just said, this team is so stacked for the future. They're going to – if everybody returns, they're looking at 7 seniors next year. And perhaps just as important, we're going to have 5 returning juniors who are sophomores this year already playing huge roles. Wow. So, you know, when you were playing, obviously the team was very successful. you have your name on the wall for records and free throws in a game. And for those who don't know, man, this guy can shoot the lights out. But he's not going to talk too much about it because Jeff Oda is a very humble guy. But you got – oh, man, I'm just looking up and down this roster again. Yeah, so I'm thinking there is a realistic chance that we're going to have a return to glory. When I was going to McClatchy in the 90s, Andre Speech, Marlon Johnson, those are some older guys when I was a freshman. And then by the time I was a senior, it was, let's see, like Steve McKay, Antoine Ross. I could probably name that whole team, honestly. And those were some solid teams. They went to playoffs and packed the gym themselves. Matter of fact, I got a quick Harvey Tahara story to tell. The student section, it wasn't where it is now. It used to be at the very top rows of the permanent bleachers when I was going there.
Okay.
So we'd fill those top few rows, and Harvey's there, you know, sitting in the coach of that head coach's chair, and there was a really bad call made. So the top rows start, as you know, happens at all levels of sports these days. The top row student checks, the student section starts chanting, "Bullshit! Bullshit! Oh!" Well, Harvey didn't like that. So we got out about two of them, all right? And we got Bull out on the third one. Harvey stood up, turns around, looks at us, and did the slit throat, like, stop, cut that out right now gesture. And we didn't even finish the third one. It was, yeah, it was Bull. And Harvey stands up, throat, Bull. And then we all just sat down and shut up. And I was a freshman, yeah, and I was like, behold the power of this man, Harvey Tahara. That's the first I've ever seen of him. And he's worth mentioning every time we talk hoop. So, man, if this team can get back to playoff status, the women are obviously going to stay there, then we got some big things cooking here. And it's really fun to report on it. It's really fun to watch. I'm going to be doing these podcasts more and more often. I'm going to be doing them twice a week, in fact, until school's back up, just so, you know, people have some things to, yeah, so the fans and the followers have some things to listen to and entertainment. I mean, everybody's locked up in their homes, and there's so many good things that happened this year in McClatchy sports, so I'm going to continue to get it out there. It's a pleasure to cover this school and these teams, and you're one of the many coaches who I'm proud to call a friend, bud. So thanks again for coming
on
the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man, and we'll have you on again soon.
Okay, well, you're doing a great job. Keep it up, and keep safe out there.
I will do, Coach. Thanks again, man.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. All right, Jeff Oda, class of 78, the centerpiece of CKM Athletics, especially basketball. So let me mention those sponsors once more real quick. Danny Schultz, Catalyst Mortgage, 916-678-7529. Simply Mobile, 916-456-7478. You might want to give Simply Mobile a call before you stop in, just to make sure that they're open, because everybody's adjusting their hours these days. So I can't speak for if they're normal hours, but I can speak for incredible quality, knowledge, friendliness. You know, we're not going to do business. We're not going to have sponsors who aren't good people, folks. So if we're saying their names, you can trust that you're going to be taken care of. And if you mention McClatchy and Restore the Roar, things could get even better. Okay, so turning to Lion Fest, the many of you who have purchased tickets, thank you very much. We cut off the early bird pricing, and we were selling about 20, 25 tickets a day in the final days of early bird pricing. Sold a large handful after that, and then once the school closures happened, the sales kind of ceased as everybody wondered what was next. We were initially hoping that we would be able to host Lion Fest 2020 at Park Terrace on April 18th with all the sponsors and the all-you-can-eat food and drink. It's an absolute blast. It's the party of the year. Can't say enough about it. But that just wasn't in the cards. It's not going to happen. So you can't defeat a lion. All right, you can't cancel the heart of a lion. So in true spirit of Lion Sports, we are going to continue on. We're going to make it a virtual event. The people behind the scenes are working hard to get that set up. The president of Restore the Roar is Sarah Culleton. She has kind of laid out the outline, and we're going to be filling it in here over the next weeks and days and weeks. If you like a refund, you can get a refund. However, we do hope you will choose to leave your registration fee as a donation to the student athletes of CKM. In light of these cancellations of school, there will likely be even more athletic budget cuts once school resumes. And if you do donate your ticket fee, then you're in. You are on part of this online virtual Lion Fest. It'll be streaming. Those who pre-register and donate their registration fee will be entered into a raffle to win all sorts of prizes, wine tastings, restaurant gift cards, CKM merchandise, and other things are continuing to be donated to these online raffles. You can still buy a ticket, okay? And this will you'll be able to donate to whatever team you like. You will be entered into all these raffles. And, you know, we got a good feeling that a lot of people are going to choose to do that because, you know, people who go to Lion Fest, people who purchase these tickets, people who make donations to McClatchy Sports, you know, they care. There are people who care about continuing the legacy of this amazing school, these amazing sports programs. So, again, please tune in here. This is Restore the Roar Episode 8. We're going to be doing Episode 9 on Wednesday evening. Hopefully have another coach on here and talk about their team. And that's all for now, folks. I'm Sky Dickinson. These always fly by. So this is going to be end up being about a 25-minute show. It seemed like about 5 minutes on my end. So I really enjoy doing this. I'm very proud to be the head of media for CKM Athletics. And we're going to keep things positive. We're going to keep you informed. And once things get going again, we're going to continue to succeed. Go Lions. Thank you for listening. We'll see you soon.